Hey everyone, and welcome back to Affirmations for Burnout Recovery. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and today we're diving deep into something that, let's be honest, is probably affecting more of us than we like to admit. Chronic stress. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel, constantly chasing deadlines and juggling a million things? You know that feeling when your shoulders are permanently tense, your mind is racing, and even simple tasks feel overwhelming? Yeah, I get it. Chronic stress isn't just a modern buzzword. It's real, it's impactful, and it can seriously mess with our well-being. But guess what? We don't have to be its victims. Today, we're going to explore some powerful mindfulness techniques that can help you navigate those stressful waters and reclaim your calm. Think of mindfulness as a superpower, the ability to train your brain to focus on the present moment without judgment. It's not about emptying your mind or becoming a Zen master overnight, though wouldn't that be awesome? It's about learning to observe your thoughts and feelings without getting swept away by them. And trust me, this can make a world of difference in how you handle stress. So, what are some key takeaways for incorporating mindfulness into your life? Firstly, make conscious breathing your best friend. Take a few deep breaths right now, feeling the air enter your lungs and expand your chest. When stress hits, our breath becomes shallow and rapid. Consciously slowing down your breath is like hitting the reset button on your nervous system. Practice this throughout the day, even just for a minute or two at a time. Secondly, ground yourself in the here and now. Ever find yourself lost in worry about tomorrow or regretting yesterday? It's easy to get stuck in those thought loops. Mindfulness brings us back to reality. Try paying attention to your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, and touch right now? This simple act can help shift your focus from mental chatter to the physical world around you. Thirdly, practice mindful movement. It doesn't have to be intense yoga or a marathon run. Think about walking meditation, stretching, or even just dancing to your favorite song in your living room. The key is to bring full attention to your body and how it feels as you move. You'll feel more connected to yourself and less caught up in stressful thoughts. Fourthly, cultivate a gratitude practice. I know what you're thinking, gratitude? In the middle of all this chaos? Yes, focusing on what you're thankful for. Even small things like a warm cup of coffee or a sunny day can shift your perspective and create a sense of calm amidst the storm. Keep a gratitude journal, share appreciation with loved ones, or simply take a moment each day to acknowledge the good things in your life. Finally, be kind to yourself. Mindfulness is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you're super focused and others when your mind feels like it's running wild. That's okay. Don't get discouraged. Just gently guide your attention back to the present moment whenever you notice your thoughts wandering. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She's a high-powered marketing executive with deadlines constantly looming and emails pinging all day long. She feels constantly on edge, like she's barely keeping her head above water. One afternoon, feeling overwhelmed, Sarah remembers a mindfulness technique she learned about. Instead of diving back into work, she takes 5 minutes to focus on her breath, noticing the rise and fall of her chest. She then spends another minute noticing the sensations in her body, the coolness of the chair against her skin, the warmth of the sun streaming through the window. Sarah finds herself relaxing, feeling a sense of calm wash over her. She returns to her work with renewed focus and clarity. That's the power of mindfulness. It can help you navigate those stressful moments, bringing calmness and clarity even in the midst of chaos. Remember, you don't have to be perfect, just persistent. Start small, integrate these techniques gradually, and celebrate your progress along the way. You got this. And remember, I'm cheering you on every step of the way. Share your thoughts, experiences, or questions about mindfulness in the comments below. Let's keep the conversation going. If you found this episode helpful, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future tips and insights to help you reclaim your peace and well-being. Until next time, stay mindful, stay strong, and keep shining.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.